And about 1 month later, Chaim made his way back to Sokolov in order to spend Yom Kippur in the Rebbe's Beis Medrash. And, of course, he came in order to have the honor of being called up to Maftir Yoina. And he stood there in Beis Medrash by Kol Nidre and by Mairiv, and the Bal Tfilo davened beautiful, and he was very inspired. And after davening, he went to sleep, and then the next morning, bright and early, he made his way back to the Beis Medrash of the Sokolov Rebbe to begin Shachris. And on his way in, he met someone that he knew from many years back.
Chaim, is that you?
Yes, Shmuel. I can't believe I'm seeing you here. You and Sokolov? You used to live in Velednik, back in the day.
Yes, Chaim. But now I moved to Sokolov to be in the presence of the Rebbe. And I love it over here. Baruch Hashem, it's very good. I'm a lamed in the cheder. And Baruch Hashem, everything's good. What brings you here?
Well, to be perfectly honest, when I came here about a month ago, I came here to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe gave me the privilege and the honor of being called up to Mafti Yaina. So that's why, since I got Mafti Yaina, the Rebbe promised me that everything will turn out well, and it will be a great segula for me. That's why I returned to Sokolov for Yom Kippur.
The Rebbe told you that you're going to have Mafti Yaina?
Yes. Yes, Shmuel. Why?
Because the Rebbe told me that I will have Mafti Yaina. The Rebbe told me about 2 weeks ago that he will honor me with Mafti Yaina. So, I think maybe you mean something else. Maybe you mean a different aliyah or something.
The Rebbe told... One second. The Rebbe told you that you're having Mafti Yaina? That's great. That's amazing. I guess the Rebbe did tell me something else. Well, whatever it is, I guess we should go start davening, because it's already getting late.
Yes, I agree. Very, very good.
And Chaim, when he heard these words, he made his way out of the Beis Medrash.
Oh, wow. What a misunderstanding. Well, I don't know exactly the chesbonus of the Rebbe, but I'm positive, beyond positive, that the Rebbe told me I'm going to have Mafti Yaina, and he might have, by accident or with a chesbon, told Shmuel that he's going to have it, so I didn't want to insist on it, and I didn't want to tell him that, no, what do you mean, it's mine, and he would say, what do you mean, it's his. You know what? Even though I know for sure the Rebbe told me, even before he told him, I didn't want to tell him that. And I think I'm just going to daven in a different shul. Because if I daven in this shul, when it comes up to Mincha, there's going to be a argument, and if the Rebbe sees me and him, the Rebbe might not know what to do, because he, by either by accident or with a cheshbon, he told us that we both have it. But even though I'm positive that the Rebbe gave it to me, I am not going to fight about it. And the Rebbe told him, at least that's what he claims, I will let him have it. As much as I wanted to have it, And I traveled all the way from Velednik, all the way to Sokolov for Yom Kippur. And I was looking forward for it for a whole month. And my wife was looking forward for it. But even so, in order to argue, it's not worth it, especially on Yom Kippur. I think I made up my mind. I am going to be Mevater. And I'm going to let him have it. And therefore, I don't want to even be in the same shul, because if I stay here, it might turn into an argument, or the Rebbe might not know what to do. And I'm positive that I want to let him have it, even though it's rightfully mine, because the Rebbe told me first. But it's Yom Kippur, and I think it's the right thing to do, to be Mevater, and to give in, and to let Shmuel have it, even though I waited for it for so long, and it's such a big segula for me. So I think I'll make my way to one of the other smaller besmedrish, one of the smaller shuls here in Sokolov, and I'll daven there the whole Yom Kippur. Like this, I won't have to be busy with, you know, going back and forth with Shmuel, whose is it, or the Rebbe not knowing what to do. Like this, if the Rebbe doesn't see me, hopefully he'll forget that he gave it to me, and, you know, they'll just give it to Shmuel, and everything will be okay. But it's worth it for me to be Mevater. Then, to have the segula. And I think in that sechus of being mevater, Hashem will help me in everything I need.
And that's exactly what Chaim did. He made his way to one of the other smaller Bati Midrashim in Sokolov to daven Yom Kippur davening. And what a Yom Kippur he had. It was beautiful. The tefillahs and the negunim, and as it goes every year, Yom Kippur flies by, and before he knew it, they were ending Nila and Ma'ariv. And after the fast and all the davening, Chaim made his way back to Velednik.